This is Kristen from the Positive Psychology Podcast. One of my favorite quotes ever is from David Cooperrider, and he says, quite simply, "We live in the world that our questions create." And I wholeheartedly agree with this. One topic where this really pans out is the whole, you know, AI robots are coming, what's going to happen in the future debate. And while I totally get why a lot of people are scared, I do fail to quite understand why people who are university educated, have, you know, relative job security, and are otherwise, you know, pretty well off, you know, by virtue of living in a country that's reasonably safe and having regular access to the internet, how people like that can just constantly fret over things, you know, the fears and the stresses, and how can we protect ourselves? And what I don't get is that if those are the only questions you ask, like, how on earth do you expect anything good to ever happen? Like, if the people who have all the resources they possibly could have to influence what's going to happen next, if those people are just fretting, like, how do we expect to do anything? How do we expect to create any kind of future that's worth showing up for? I just do not understand. So, please, if you have any kind of resources, if you consider, if you understand how fundamentally lucky you are just by virtue of being able to listen to this, and if you have time to worry about AI, you have time to do something about AI, okay, and robots and all of that. So please, please, please think about the questions and what kind of worlds they create, and if those are the worlds you want to live in. And if not, change the questions you ask and start living, imagining, building the world you are excited to be part of. Cheers, bye-bye.